Imagine former guerrilla commanders sitting across from wealthy business leaders, sworn enemies who had been killing each other for decades, now collaboratively planning their region's future. This remarkable scene from a Colombian hotel in 2017 wasn't just another peace workshop. It was transformative facilitation in action. When groups face seemingly insurmountable divides, they typically resort to inadequate responses, forcing solutions through authority, reluctantly adapting to unsatisfactory situations, or simply abandoning the effort altogether. But what if there's a more powerful alternative? Adam Kahane's breakthrough approach offers exactly that, a method for helping diverse groups collaborate by removing obstacles rather than forcing solutions. A framework that works whether you're rebuilding war-torn societies or helping a dysfunctional team break through entrenched patterns. Most collaboration attempts fail because they get stuck in one of three traps. Forcing creates resistance and resentment. Adapting perpetuates dysfunction. Exiting wastes opportunities for meaningful change. Transformative facilitation breaks this cycle by unblocking three essential ingredients: contribution, enabling diverse ideas, connection, helping participants understand each other, and equity, ensuring fair participation. Unlike traditional facilitation that pushes collaboration, this approach recognizes that most people naturally want to collaborate but face barriers, institutional hierarchies that silence voices, cultural differences in communication styles, historical conflicts, or individual fears about speaking up. At the heart of facilitation lies a tension between individual needs and collective goals. Traditional approaches typically favor one over the other. Vertical facilitation pushes from the top down through expertise and authority, like a conductor leading an orchestra. It creates coordination, but can become rigid and dominating, as seen in corporate settings prioritizing efficiency over engagement. Horizontal facilitation emphasizes individual positions and rejects hierarchy, like jazz musicians improvising. It promotes autonomy but risks fragmentation and gridlock, evident in community dialogues that generate many voices but struggle to reach decisions. Transformative facilitation transcends these limitations through dynamic cycling between vertical and horizontal approaches. When verticality becomes rigid, the facilitator emphasizes plurality to restore autonomy. When horizontality creates fragmentation, the facilitator emphasizes unity to restore coordination. This isn't about finding a middle ground, it's about rhythmic alternation. Like a skilled dance partner who knows when to lead and follow, the transformative facilitator develops sensitivity to group dynamics, recognizing signs of both over-verticality, reduced participation, compliance without engagement, and over-horizontality, endless discussions, inability to reach decisions. Every collaboration must address five fundamental questions, with transformative facilitation offering a dynamic approach to each. How do we see our situation? Cycling between presenting perspectives and creating space for multiple viewpoints prevents both groupthink and cacophony. How do we define success? Alternating between clear agreements and pragmatic steps avoids rigid goal fixation and aimless activity. How will we get there? Balancing detailed planning with step-by-step discovery prevents inflexible roadmaps and disorganized wandering. How do we decide who does what? Moving between directing participants and accompanying them ensures both coordination and autonomy. How do we understand our role? Shifting between observation and participation allows both clarity and responsibility. The facilitator's role isn't to provide energy, but to help people use their own energy effectively, like removing a boulder blocking a stream rather than pushing the water forward. Once obstacles are cleared, collaboration flows naturally, creating sustainable solutions from genuine engagement rather than compromise. In practice, this manifests as orchestrated cycles, expert-led analysis followed by collaborative interpretation, structured strategy development alternating with open innovation workshops, This rhythmic alternation produces results neither approach alone could achieve. The outer moves of facilitation are only effective when supported by inner shifts in attention. Like an athlete whose physical performance depends on mental focus, facilitators must cultivate five inner capacities. Opening to multiple perspectives requires genuine curiosity about different viewpoints. Discerning timing means knowing when to slow down or speed up, when to agree or keep exploring. Adapting involves planning routes, making moves, getting feedback, and adjusting accordingly. Serving authentically builds the trust necessary for participants to follow direction and accept support. Partnering positions the facilitator as both outside the group for objectivity and inside for engagement. These inner shifts aren't abstract concepts, but practical abilities developed through practice. They combine rational analysis with intuitive sensing, using all senses to grasp what's happening in the group. The practice isn't avoiding distraction entirely, but learning to recenter quickly, like a meditation practice applied to group dynamics. The facilitator's humble stance proves crucial, as demonstrated when a participant in the Montfleur project explained, "When we first met you, we couldn't believe that anyone could be so naive. But when we realized that you actually didn't know anything, we decided to trust you." This trust enables participants to express vulnerable perspectives and challenge their own assumptions. The Montfleur Project in 1991 South Africa demonstrates these principles powerfully. During the transition from apartheid, diverse leaders, from conservative Afrikaners to radical ANC members, gathered near Cape Town. Instead of facing each other across a table, they collaborated at a shared wall, symbolically breaking down barriers. In one striking exercise, participants argued positions opposite to their own ideological stances. Johann Liebenberg, representing conservative business interests, found himself articulating the radical perspectives of Mosabiane Malatsi from the Pan-Africanist Congress. This exercise showed how even entrenched opponents could understand each other's viewpoints respectfully. This approach creates breakthroughs that formal negotiations often miss. When we open to one another sincerely as fellow humans, we enable love, power, and justice to flow. As Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Power without love is reckless and abusive, and love without power is sentimental and anemic." And power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice. Transformative facilitation helps people remove obstacles to these essential elements. Love manifests as connections among participants. Power enables people to achieve their purpose. Justice provides the structure through which love and power can operate effectively. The question isn't whether collaboration across deep divides is possible. It's whether we have the courage and skill to remove the obstacles preventing it. Most people naturally want to collaborate but face barriers. Institutional hierarchies that silence voices, cultural differences in communication styles, historical conflicts, and fears about speaking up. Transformative facilitation creates environments where genuine collaboration can emerge organically. In Colombia, former enemies planned their region's future together. In South Africa, ideological opponents found common ground during critical transitions. These aren't anomalies, but demonstrations of what's possible when skilled facilitators help remove obstacles to collaboration. The principles remain consistent across international conflicts or organizational challenges. Recognize the natural desire for collaboration, identify specific barriers, and skillfully remove them through a dynamic balance of approaches. The transformative facilitator develops sensitivity to group dynamics, recognizing when to emphasize unity versus plurality, when to direct versus accompany, and when to observe versus participate. Through this dynamic cycling between approaches, groups can navigate even the most challenging divides, creating solutions beyond what compromise or coercion could achieve. The goal is transformation, helping people work together in ways that honor both individual dignity and collective purpose, creating pathways to a more just, powerful, and loving world.